Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Woo. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Today's date is December 26th. I'm holding up a copy of today's paper. I am being held hostage in COVIDia. You must donate 2 Bitcoin so I will be released out of this dungeon. Y'all, if you're not on the video, I am in my brother's basement.
You know what? I am.
It is sketch as fuck.
I am screenshotting this right now.
there's just boxes behind me. They have moved into a new house very recently, like 2 months ago. And this is my brother's office in the basement. It's mostly cement blocks, and there's boxes in the back, and it's this lone bulb waving over me like I'm being interrogated.
Interrogated, y'all. It looks, the lighting looks terrible.
It's awful. I'm glad I have naturally glowing skin.
I'm happy that you're having to be in the basement, but I am a little happy that you can continually obsess over my lighting when I was, even when I was in
terrible.
The midst of dealing with my father's fake cancer. Poodle
well,
was like, at least you could have good lighting. And so this feels validating.
I am at my brother's because he's not feeling well. I'm not going to say anything's going on, but I'm in a different part of the house and far away from everybody else.
But better, he has much better internet than your parents do, where they, again, all the deer antlers on the walls just interfere with all of their gerbil internet.
So yeah, I have much better internet here. Actually, really good internet here.
No,
I think
yeah.
I have better internet than you.
You have better internet than all of Los Angeles, because we don't have fiber.
My brother's a nerd.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Anyway. If you're watching this, we are remote. And are listening. We're remote, but Goat Poodle's in South Carolina. I'm in Los Angeles. And yes, if you're on the intimate portrait, that's our video tier of the Patreon. You are seeing all of this. I'm sorry.
so
I'm sorry.
Everybody, we're recording this on Sunday, the day of the show airing.
Because Matt Sharp doesn't care about Christmas.
Happy day after Christmas. Hopefully your kids or family, everyone's playing with their gifts, and you can get away from that. And the normal sadness that starts after Christmas that happens is encompassing you.
Oh, I'm just ready to take it all. Once the 25th hit, I just want it all gone. I just want to start cleaning and organizing.
No, that's not what it is. You keep it up until Epiphany.
I know, but I don't like to do that. I'm a bad Catholic. I want by January 1st, I want it all clean. I want it clean.
I think that's something to do with it reminds people. I know people like that. It reminds people of some type of thing that's past and they can't deal with it.
No, for me, it's the new year, new start. I just want things like, I don't want to, on New Year's Day or on January 2nd, I don't want to like take down everything and then vacuum and clean. I want it all done by January. So I wake up and it's like a new year, new beginning.
Well, that's not how your forebears wanted it, but that's
it's fine. Not. It's
how
not.
Do you celebrate the kings? Coming to visit the baby Jesus.
Oh, the kings. Oh, you said the kings. I said, I usually just lay on my back and let them do their work.
Yeah.
A little wise man Bukkake never hurt anybody.
they bring you gifts of lube, poppers, and jizz.
The jizz. And it's funny thing,
anyway,
I own a manger in my garage, so it works out.
Well, or trough. Yeah. Any kind of trough will work. It's amazing what you can do with the sling.
Wow. Poodle is, we got to get to that. How was your Christmas? We just have to ask this. I'm going to be brief. Mine was fine. It was just myself and my partner, and we just hung out at home. It was a wonderful, very relaxing pajama day. No stress at all. I'm sure it was much like yours.
Well, that's nice. Mine started with my mother's oven showing this F2. When I looked up what that was.
I just hear that. What's F2 mean?
It keeps heating up. And I said, well, unplug it. I can't get to it. They've got it. Jay Bird, I told you, it's back in there. And there's, I guess the only thing we can do is turn off the breaker. So my mother is in the, it's some error code.
Oh,
and you have to turn it off. But what was happening is it was turning on the broiler as hot as possible. So the kitchen was getting hotter and hotter.
So you and your mother were just hot?
I was sweating. Like the oven wouldn't turn off. So it was like actual hell in my kitchen. The fires of hell. And my mother's going, God, this is ridiculous. Everything's ruined. My mother screamed. My mother did scream during all this. Well, Christmas is a failure. And threw up her hands and went, Christmas is a failure.
This isn't real.
And then we turned off the breaker for like an hour and then turned it back on. But before that, my mother had decided to make a pumpkin pie. And she's like, you know, I hate a pumpkin pie with a soggy bottom. You know, for anybody who watches Great British Bake Off, never want to be a soggy bottom.
You never
in life be. Or eat it.
No.
That's the title of my eighth autobiography. Never want to be a soggy bottom. So my mother found this recipe that if you put crushed up cornflakes in the bottom of the pan, in the bottom of the pie crust, it would not get soggy. I don't think she crushed them enough, however, because when I looked in, there was just cornflakes floating to the top of her pumpkin pie. And I went, what the fuck is that? And she went, I'll tell you in a minute. Because she was ashamed to tell me. She was trying to hide it from me. Because she knew I would be like, why the hell did you put cornflakes in there? It's fine. And she's like, I don't care. So then I said, fine, I'll make a pecan pie. We'll do this really fast. It is totally fine. And so I got I had my pie in there when the oven went on the fritz. Oh. And went to, and I did, I was downstairs and my pie burnt. And someone was like, well, we got two failures. I'm like, don't loop me into this. She's like, I smelled the nuts burning. I should have done something. And my father kept saying, friend, Jaybird, your friend, your mom gets really upset, or she gets really stressed around holidays. And I was like, thank you, Captain Obvious. Like, he's like, friend, I need to tell you something you might not know. Your mother gets very stressed around holidays. And I just looked at him and busted out laughing. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? How long have we known this? So anyway, out of nowhere.
Please tell me you were drunk on wine, or at least buzzed.
I was drunk by the time my brother and the kids got there.
Okay, good.
I was drunk by that time. So my father went over to bring someone some smoked fish that he had made, because my father's obsessed with smoked fish now.
Oh, okay.
And because he needs to have something to obsess over.
That's good.
And
good to have a hobby.
He was bringing, he's like, and then they gave us this, and they gave us a little sour cream lemon meringue pie that was kind of not great, but it was like exactly what we needed.
Oh, that's great.
And we just put that on the table, and the kids loved it. Now, it did use a chocolate cookie crust, which I did not enjoy with the lime.
No.
But I of course, was a snob about it.
I don't like those types of pies, but normally.
But the kids loved it. We made a great dinner. I made some really good butternut squash with pomegranate seeds and pistachios that everyone loved.
That's great.
We did a smoked chicken. But after
your mama make biscuits?
Well, okay, I'm going to tell the rest of the story. She got so flustered because then when the oven went out, the time clock changed. Oh, we didn't reset the time. She's like, I got plenty of time to get in the tub and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Mom, it's 4:30. They're going to be here in 30 minutes. What? She'd been looking at 3:30. So she was flustered. She got in her tub and she was just muttering. She was muttering to herself, like, I can't get the whole time. They show up. My mother, she's like, I forgot to make biscuits. Oh, God. And then, so we were going to open gifts first, because the kids basically, once they've eaten, they want to go home. And they'd already had so much, they're already hyped up on sugar and presents. My mother has her green beans that she made, which the kids love. And I said, they'll be fine. Just sit them right there. It doesn't matter if they're a little cold. Once we can reheat them. She's like, it's fine. I left them on two. And so we walk in there, and we did presents, and my youngest nephew says, called my mother BB, BB, I smell burning. And she's like, oh God, the beans. And her beans were black on the bottom. So she went, eat it, find me if you don't find. And my sister-in-law is sitting there just, and I'm and we make a salad really quickly. You can eat most of the beans, but the kids like, I like the burned beans. And today my mother was saying, well, Christmas was a failure. Guess I'm just gonna have to hang it up. Oh, y'all, it was something. It was something today. That's all I need to share of my Christmas in
South
Carolina.
I think that was your version of the Aunt Peggy lip story. Oh, man,
I'm coming home on Tuesday, and that's it. Oh boy.
Okay.
Anyway, let's do a quick.
Now that I'm destroyed,
we'll do some quick announcements, y'all. We're dropping our first episode of Gay Crappins tomorrow, where we recap.
Oh yeah, I got to do that.
We recap. What's it called? Candy Coated Christmas with Ben and Ronnie from Watch What Crappins. We did our holiday one last year. This one was a ridiculously awful little
horrible.
I don't little mess of a film.
It's Food Network's first kind of foray into films. It's on Discovery Plus.
And they should never do another.
It's horrible. Y'all should still watch it, because you kind of need to see what we saw. But also, too, I will say, he's not shirtless at all, but the main guy is incredibly hot.
Like, what was the thing at the end? We've decided to restructure our corporate debt.
Yes. That was like literally the saving tagline. Y'all, it was maybe the worst movie I think I've seen in a long time.
I don't
time.
Know. You know what, though? And I'm going to get some pushback on this because I wanted really bad to like it.
You chose this movie.
Not this film. I was talking about, I watched Single All the Way before I left.
Oh, okay.
And yes, it's the kind of the first big budget Netflix, quote unquote, LGBT Christmas gay movie with a big cast. They threw a ton of money at it, y'all.
They did.
And so I had kind of higher expectations for a movie like this. That I wanted it to be more than a Hallmark movie. And the movie set up like it was going to be, interestingly enough. And
I liked it.
I hated the film. Tell me why you liked it, just again.
I think I had lower expectations than you. I was coming in with it.
What did you like about it?
I was coming in, I just want to preface. You just said you expected it to be more than like a Hallmark movie. I didn't. I expected it to be a Hallmark movie that I have friends that I have to watch that get cast in. Like, that's what I expected that Netflix movie to be. Even though it was Netflix, I totally expected that.
Okay.
Mainly because, Michael Rooney was the cast, but, like, the guy that they got it for, the other guy, was, like, a no-name. So I knew that,
it's
like...
It's worse than that. He's a no-personality.
Not really, no. I'm like, if this was, like, a big budget, they would have gotten two... There are plenty of famous gay actors to star in this movie. Like, and if they wanted to get diversity, they would have
got Luke McFarlane.
Yeah. They would have had if you want Michael Urie to be with like his best friend and they want to get somebody who's a black man, like they could get Karamo. They could get all these. There are plenty of people that are out anyway that are more famous. So that was my big thing.
Tell me why you liked it then.
I honestly liked it because of the drag queen lines that Jennifer Coolidge and Kathy DeJimmy said. And because the writing, none of those movies ever make me kind of actually laugh out loud. But
some good lines.
Some of the lines made me laugh out loud. And
I'll give you that. There were some good lines.
So yes, I enjoyed that. And what else did I? I felt like, I forget her name, but whoever, the woman that was in Schitt's Creek, the actor.
Oh, yeah. The one who played Chris Elliott's wife. Yeah.
Yes, but she's in it. And I totally got, maybe she wasn't, but I totally got like she was playing this character as kind of making fun of that character from all these Hallmark movies. Like, I got that. I thought it was tongue-in-cheek to me.
I don't know if it was that meta.
I took it that way, and I thought she was funny. So, I mean, but there's not – do I think it's like – I had much lower expectations than you, I think.
I just – like I said, there was just no – with to be a romantic comedy, there was just no fucking stakes at all.
No, but
– none.
But you said that to me earlier, and I said, but honey – none of these movies have stakes. Candy Coated, none of them have – and I think the big thing is that – and I think that's valid – it was a Netflix movie and you thought this would be more of it, but I didn't think that. It was not at all. It wasn't anything like,
because
there were more stakes than 50, whatever dates movie we watched last year.
No, that's what I was going to say.
Holiday.
But because you guys, especially these movies, when people are friends and then they find themselves, it's like there has to be, it's a hard script to write actually.
It is.
Because you have to, and so... I got 3/4 of the way through it, and I was like, I just want to turn this off because I know how it's going to end, and I don't care. I sound like a Scrooge.
No, that's fine. That's the way I felt about that horrible thing on HBO that everybody loved. That was boring. The one where they're in Hawaii and he shits in a suitcase.
You're incorrect.
No,
you're incorrect.
Boring.
Yeah, every critic was wrong and you're right.
Acting performances were good. Script, boring.
Well, the point of White Lotus was not the script.
I'm sorry, but I'm right. The script at least has to be decent.
I can't put Single All the Way in the same world as White Lotus.
You're welcome. All right, let's jump in, or we'll get letters of people not saying. So real quick, we just want to remind people, you can go to our Linktree link if you want to buy tickets to the live show. Look, we are watching things. We know that Omicron is everywhere. And so people, please be safe. Please get boosted if you have not. We, as of now, our Chicago, New York shows are still on. We're kind of in almost like every other day talks with theater and people about that, because our main concern, it's more important for us for you not to get sick and kill your grandmother than for us to have a live show. So, but we also know that y'all bought flights and all that kind of stuff. And so we don't want to just cancel something lightly. But as a fun, everybody's still giving us a green light. So that's what's going on with that.
We will, I think, being as Monday tomorrow is going to be our first business day back after a long, because people haven't been in the office since the 20th.
Yeah.
So,
what's that noise? What just turned on?
The water heater coming on.
Oh, God. Well, great. Well, yes, we'll have some more info next week. All right. Real quick, Poodle. We've got some Bicuriouses coming up this
we
month.
We have three options for Bicurious for Supercast and Patreon members to choose from. And those, that is our Bicurious, our monthly Bicurious for December. We're going to give you the choices between Finding Magic Mike. I've watched 4 episodes for it. Of course I'm obsessed with it. We are not doing the whole series, by the way, but we will do. It is actually very much a feel good show. Have you watched it yet?
No, but I forgot.
How long have you had to watch this show?
I forgot about it. I forgot. I've been very busy in my cubicle warrior job until the holidays.
Even during Christmas?
Yes, because the coworker that I work with got COVID, so she's at home and can't do anything.
Lord.
So I'm busy. I'm busy.
Then we're also, the other one is Selling Tampa. About an all-female real estate office. It is not connected to the Oppenheim Group.
Not connected to Selling Sunset even, I think, production or anything.
It's the same. I think it is. It's the same producer, I believe.
Oh, it is the same. See, I heard. Okay.
Yeah. But it's not the same group.
But it's not. Yeah, it's like, not awesome. Okay.
And also Germaphobe on Discovery Plus. That was suggested by our main queen and editrix, Christina, because she's a germaphobe and she's really into it.
It's
a series about people who are literally germaphobes. And you know, at this time of year, might not be so bad. So
I'm scared for you to watch it because you don't need to get ideas.
I'm thinking about taking it up myself.
Yeah.
So let's just get into the show.
Jump into it, y'all. Let's talk about it. Sorry, I know that was a long time, y'all, but Poodle had to get Mother Poodle out for Christmas out of his soul. So let's talk about Gino and Jasmine, shall we?
Panama. It's time for go to Panama.
We're going
to
spend Christmas and New Year's in Panama with my girlfriend, Jasmine.
And I think as soon as I get down here, she's going to be a lot less jealous. Let's go and have some dinner and is the burger good here? Is the American hamburger good? Can you have American cheese on it? A good Panama burger.
Why would you ask about the burger? Why would you ask about the burger?
Why? Y'all, of course he orders a burger in Panama.
I've decided that Jasmine has, y'all, she's one of those people you can tell she's crazy just by how long she holds her eyes open. Like, she just holds them open and doesn't blink. And she's just staring there with her. It's scary.
At one point, she gets a text, and I guess she expects him to say, "Who's that?" And he kind of doesn't.
Oh, you got a text.
She goes,
it says,
"See,
Paul.
See, this is my friend Pal, and so let's do the same for your phone."
Yeah, and she makes a big production. She's like, "Look, I'm opening the text with you. Let's go through my phone. You see everything. Now let me see yours." And he goes, "Huh?" And y'all, the cameraman, chef's kiss, the camera just focuses on Gino's hands under the table, and they're ringing like Mother Poodle on a Christmas day with her oven off.
Oh.
They're just stressed. Ooh, she does
with her hands. She just, ooh.
Oh, I know. When you were in the hospital, she just walked around just wringing them all the time. I'd come in. Yeah.
So she goes, who's that bitch?
Yeah, he's like, this is somebody. Oh,
that's a friend request. I've never seen her before.
Black, unfollow. She's dead. She's dead. No more. No more. Let's have wine. Would you like wine?
And at one point, she just goes, he's like, sometimes I think she's joking. I went, she's not joking. This is who she is. And she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
She's going to kill you, Gino. She's going to fucking kill you.
So she's like, so at the
he
end.
He does say, it turns out she was serious.
Turns out she was serious. And she's like, drink your wine. Let's go to the bedroom.
Drink your wine. Well, but y'all, before that, the waitress comes back. And y'all, he pays. And so this is a very common thing that happens, is that Americans, we tip for everything. In other countries, some they do, some they don't tip. And so this is very, we've seen these discussions on 90 Day Fiancé. It's not, and it's never been a big deal. Well,
did you hear her reasoning for it? But it sounded so awful.
She basically.
No, because people do that and everyone expects Panama. These people, she did say these people expect all Panamanians to do it.
And she's like, we don't have the money. You don't do that. And he said, well, I was just going to tip her, you know.
She had some really good service. And
do you have something with the waitress?
I screeched like a howler monkey.
No, I stopped listening to you 5 minutes ago. Do whatever you want.
It was so good up until now.
It's good until now. You ruined everything.
So.
And on that note, y'all, Gina's like, okay. And he pays the bill and they get up and leave. He like is so nervous. he tries to drink water with his mask on and I almost spit out my own water. Oh.
I will say this scene, this is one of the scenes where I want to watch in a room full of you guys on a live show. I was crying laughing at watching him trying to drink water and like forgetting that it was on.
I'm calling it now. I think this season of 90 Day Fiancé is going to be.
Even before the 90 days?
Before the 90 day. I meant as in the multiverse, but yes. In the multiverse of 90 Day Fiancé, I think this season might become as, whether you want to say famous or infamous, as the season we're watching right now on our Patreon of season two of Happily Ever After and season four of 90 Day. I think this cast is bonkers. And y'all, we're talking about like with Anfisa and George and Family Chantel.
Chantel and Pedro.
Chicken feet and bitch-ass slut whore. I think this season could come to that. Just my opinion.
They're walking to the elevator. She says, if I tell you to do something, just do it.
Just do it. He's like, okay, 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 okay. And so I love the line when Gino said, it's my first night in Panama and we just had our first fight. And I went, so if it's your first night, y'all, when you haven't seen someone and you have your first fight on the first night, if we learned anything from you, me, and my ex, and what's that horrible, gross man, and what was her name?
Kay LeVay,
and that boring piece of shit she was with.
What was his name? Not Larry.
And his wife who was in love with him, or ex, but whatever.
Jessica. I remember
Kay LeVay and somebody. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But y'all, like, she got there, and on the first night, they had into a fight. It got into a fight, and Poodle said, DOA, DOA. And y'all, we don't want to be right, but we were. But we were.
So they're talking. She's like, give me some space when they get into
the
place.
Give me some space. And she walks into the bedroom, and then Gino is stressing about when to take a little blue pill.
If this was like a time when we were going to get intimate with one another, I would be taking one of my little blue pills right now. That's not going to happen. See her in her negligee.
You know what? Let's just stop this now. I think it's time, y'all. I think it's already. Let's do our very first reality gaze theater from a bunker.
Do 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 do. Happy please.
Images have been please hide. Please hide. Everyone, you will be alerted when you are free to leave.
Wow, that was a dark reality gaze theater.
I'll be playing the role of Gino. Yes. You'll be playing the role of Desmond.
And picture it. I'm in a very, very sex positive blue negligee and a thong that barely covers anything, and I walk out of the bathroom. And action.
Oh, holy jeez. Okay. Holy jeez.
Ready for bed. I have my pajamas on. My pajamas.
You look very sexy.
Oh, thank you.
You look very sexy. Notice.
Would you like to come to the bed and cuddle?
Yeah. I just need to find a place to charge my phone.
Oh, Hold on. Something where you can charge that American.
I just need to charge. Oh, that's your charger.
No, don't. Yeah,
that's your charger. Mine looks different than yours. Yeah,
it's the exact same charger. I don't care about. Would you like to get
hold
into?
Hold on.
The,
I just you want you want to you want to get sexy?
Can you get in the bed?
Yes.
I want you to cuddle with me. Cuddle with
okay,
me.
Okay, we can do that. Hold on. I'm very nervous. It's been a long time.
I decided to have a reconciliation because and the best way for us to reconciliate is to bump and grind and have the sex. That's the best way.
I can do that. Hold on. I hurt my shoulder, so we need to be very slow. It's a little bit of bursitis, really.
Oh, okay.
You know what bursitis is?
Move over. Yeah. Just take your hand.
My doctor thinks it's a bone spur.
I have a beast inside me. Love me. Love me. A beast.
Sorry. I want you to...
Okay, here we go. I'm going to kiss you now. Oh, you ready to kiss me? Oh. Kiss me, beast? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Dirty talk to me. What are you saying?
Good baby. Bonita baby.
Are you my baby?
Pretty bonita. Baby.
Take off your hat.
No.
And see.
This was hard to watch. I watched it through my hands.
I kind of watched it one eye while I was typing. I'll be honest.
Wow. When he said, I hurt my shoulder.
Y'all, and he is freaking out thinking of when am I going to take that Viagra so I can get a boner for her? Because I don't know. I'm not at the age yet where I have to take a Viagra, and probably when I get to it, I'll just get a penis pump like my dad so I don't have to take medicine. Why not? Our sissy says a very helpful thing. But how long does it take Viagra to kick in?
I don't know. An
hey,
hour?
Siri, how long does it take Viagra to kick in?
You would think it wouldn't take long. Viagra normally starts working
30 to 60 minutes after you take it in oral tablet form. 30 to 60 minutes.
Yeah, because it's so you can pop it and fuck.
Yeah,
so it should be pretty quick.
So it's going to be a lot of cunnilingus if it's going to take an hour for him to get hard. I have a feeling, I don't think Jasmine's really into foreplay.
No, since she's got the beast inside her, needs to be filled.
Because to be honest, Poodle has a beast inside him, and he's maybe said the same thing.
I am a beast inside me.
You know, I have two in my days. The fact
that was what the monster inside me was was one of my autobiographies. I had a monster inside.
You had a monster inside.
Last night.
But I will say, y'all, it is. I did ask Poodle before we started. Of course, with all of this going up, I said, I bet your grinder and scruff are blowing up right now, too, and you can't do anything about it.
No, because I'm afraid of everyone having COVID. It's really bad.
That's what I do. When I come around, ain't nobody sticking anything in anything. Oh, you might as well just be celibate.
Shall we move on to Kim and Usman? But before we do, can we take a bit of a break? I'm going to see if my captors will let me have a little bit of food, maybe some crusty bread.
Okay, I'm going to send a telegraph to the homeland. I'll be right back. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So after 30 hours of traveling, I'm finally in Zanzibar.
Zanzibar.
To me,
that voice is ridiculous. I think it's so funny.
After 30 years of traveling, I'm finally in Zanzibar
to meet Uthman Soulja Boy, the love of my life.
Make her less gravelly, though. You want to keep doing...
She is gravelly, though. She is gravelly.
She kind of is.
She kind of has voice. It is, but she has that voice of that. She's not gravelly. She's raspy.
Yeah.
Are you a safe taxi driver?
Let's get into this because I had opinions about this. Y'all, we're talking about Kim and Uthman. Kim is 50. Uthman is, and that's important to note this episode. We'll talk about that. And Uthman's like, I think he's like 31.
Who cares?
We said on The Single Life, Stephanie was 25.
You screamed at me and I said she was, I did say she was 34, but you said she was 24.
We Googled it. We were both wrong. Apparently,
she's 30.
She's 30. So there you go. By the way, I don't think we are much older than Hamza's mother.
We're not. I wrote that down too.
Okay. Just making sure we're there. Y'all, I know we keep talking about it, but Poodle and I think this is a revelation that Poodle and I just discovered kind of with
we're the same age as a lot of these people's parents.
Where we think we're the same age as like Chantal and Pedro.
No.
We're not.
They'd look at us like they're old. We're like their aunts and uncles.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. It's because like Darcy and Stacy, they look ageless or age. So that's what
they don't have an age.
They don't.
Yeah, they don't have because they've had so much work done. They don't have an age.
And by the way, still report. I did join Georgie's OnlyFans because y'all. I've got to do the research for y'all. Gotta
of course.
Do it. No dick pics yet. Just a lot of thirsty things in swimsuits.
Can you see anything?
No, I'm planning on unsubscribing at the end of the month. But good. I do think, y'all, there's no way that Darcy's still with him if he's on OnlyFans. She would lose her ever loving mind.
She wouldn't like it. Yeah.
She couldn't do it.
I agree.
Oh, anyway, that's a little update in that. Any other updates? I don't think we have any updates in the 90-day world.
This is not when we do updates. I don't know what you're talking about.
Of it. I don't know. I just posted that Matt and Ala are having another baby on Facebook. They're having another baby. I love them.
More straight couple news.
Oh, I love them.
Do love them too, but.
And Max is so big now. He's so tall. Why are we into this? You're right. Who cares? Okay. So, y'all, give Kim a shit. Arrives.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? So, Kim keeps saying, like, she's like, I was in the military. So, again, thank you for your service, Tim. Kim. Thank you. That's incredible. We appreciate that so much. And she said, I was in the military. I can kill you with my bare hands. Yeah, that's what we do. So I'm thinking if you're in the military, you're a little bit maybe more world-wise.
Yeah.
Poodle, what does she do when she just walks out of the airport and needs a cab driver?
It's like, hey, do I need a cab driver right now? Can I have a cab driver? Are you a safe cab driver? Are you going to, like, take me someplace?
If you listen to My Favorite Murder, if you listen to Date with Dateline, you know the first thing you don't ask a murderer is, are you a safe murderer?
Are you going to come and murder me?
Because everyone's going to say, no, I would never. So she's like, okay, great. So they go to the cab. She is telling him everything about her life. And
you do this too.
No, I would not, because that's rule 101 when you're traveling to a foreign country is you don't.
I agree. I don't do it either.
I don't. Now, if we booked a tour and we have a tour guide, and that's a whole different thing. But people
will share with the tour guide.
Oh, I love meeting a tour guide. I still sometimes get little strange letters that I've sent to the one that I met in London years ago. Usually they're sending them back, but return to sender. They haven't read them. But I did a correspondence for a while, and she just stopped writing back.
Yeah.
You know what? This guy's nice. So anyway. I'm just amazed that she's asking this, but she did go to Desert Storm when she was 19. So maybe she's really young. But she says, other than that, she hasn't traveled anywhere. So,
and the resort that they're in looks lovely.
Did they get a sponsorship? Because they're like doing a drone shot of this hotel.
Yeah.
Close up on the sign. It is gorgeous.
She's booked the honeymoon suite.
I booked the honeymoon suite because I have intentions here. I have intentions.
And she did say,
I have intentions. He will be on the balcony with me, and I think champagne's in order. And, you know, we're going to be skin to skin, y'all. It's going to happen.
Oh, God. So the next day, y'all, stop. She's wearing an Usman shirt.
So.
And. It's Shades of Zied.
Shades. Here's the deal, y'all. If you don't want to be a super fan, don't wear a t-shirt of someone.
Right. Isn't it weird that she reacts? You know what it is? The term super fan, I guarantee you it triggers her, because that's what people have called her probably with Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
But that's exactly what she is, you guys. She's a super fan.
She is a super fan. And it also makes her feel like I think a super fan distances herself from Usman, where she says, I'm different. I'm
right.
A girlfriend. Because y'all, so because we see that Usman arrives and he's with the goofballs 2.0 we got as Angela would say.
Badmost and Slam Teat. Now, I cannot think of two worse names for Kim to pronounce with her lisp.
Badmost,
Slam Teat.
Slam Teat. even when he walked up, she was like, hi, Badmost. And I was like, who is that?
Hi, Badmost.
Good to meet you too, Slam Teat. And so they Slam T though says to Usman, he's like, "Oh, your super fan is here." And Usman's like, "Don't you call her super fan?"
So and yeah, like, they already know it's gonna be a problem.
So y'all, they finally meet. Usman comes out, and we hear Kimbali,
and he's just such a fucking con.
He really, he's so
slippery. Does anyone believe he's really into her? Does anyone believe that?
And you know what it is? I'm sure this is going to change because I've seen like things. Kim's going to show her ass later on. So far, she hasn't.
Certainly.
But so far, it's like, you know, with baby girl Lisa, y'all, we knew she was trash.
Garbage from the beginning.
It's the first thing. And also, she looked so – I mean, she just looked road hard, put up wet. Like, she just – was bad. Kim, in a way, a part of me does feel sorry for her because she is like baby girl Lisa. I don't think she wasn't a fan of Usman. She just saw him on Instagram. He slid in her DMs trying to con her. But because Kim saw Usman on this show, she is a super fan. Mm-hmm. So like she's got all these expectations and I honestly real emotion into it. Where it's baby girl Lisa, I think she just wanted to be like this. She was just this fucking like American owning people. It was just a gross way of the way she approached Usman and talked about him. And it was always kind of like belittling him. So far, Kim hasn't done that. I think she's going to probably prove me wrong.
I think she's got her mask on right now.
I think she's going to. So right now, though, I feel sorry for Kim because she just feels like she's just getting conned so much. And she's got so much of her heart into it. You're just
After a while, though, these people choose to be deceived. Everything is right in her face.
I agree with that.
I don't feel sorry for her at all.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that line. They choose to be deceived. That's true.
He has told her by calling her a potential girlfriend.
Yes.
And she has bought all these things for her, a man that she won't even let call her his girlfriend.
That's what makes me sad is that she's undervaluing her. It's this thing of she's so worried that he's not going to be into her, but yet she's undervaluing herself so much before he even meets her. It's just
it's all so messy.
Anyway, so they meet. Yes, they meet.
She keeps hugging him. It is uncomfortable. Even Usman is uncomfortable after a while.
But even and she's y'all,
like, Do I look like me?
He's like, it's way better than I expected. She's like, we're cute together, right? We're cute together. I don't look 50.
No, you look 30. I mean 28. I mean 24. I mean pretty bird.
Okay. Y'all, Kim, again, we're comparing, but like, y'all, baby girl Lisa looked kind of like she kind of looked like a dried up, crusty cum rag.
Like the rock monster from Neverending Story.
Kim is an attractive woman. Kim does not look 50 at all. She looks younger than 50.
Yeah.
She does not look 31 though. I mean, if you told me Kim was like 41, yeah, great. She does not, but come on.
She's an old looking 41.
She's the youngish
50.
I think her skin looks good. Like, he is a bad con. Just a bad con.
But anybody who believes that Usman is in this for love, you need to process that.
I know. I still want to meet the ex-girlfriend that got so jealous.
Zara.
Oh, God, I hope she's on the tell-all.
So Bodmas and Slam T come right out and say, hey, super fan, when they walk out. She's like, don't you call me that? Why are they calling me that?
I'm not a super fan. I'm a potential.
That's the saddest thing in the world.
That's what she keeps saying is I'm
y'all,
a potential.
Y'all, if someone is calling you their potential girlfriend, fuck them.
Yeah.
God. No.
Mm-mm. It's not good. So, okay. And so go ahead.
She's getting him settled in. And she's like, so why don't you come to my room and so we can get you good gifts? I'm going to get you good gifts.
She's like, you get settled in my room.
Get all settled in. And as soon as he sees my romantic room, he's going to want to be sexy. He's going to want to be all sexy.
You know why? Because if you can believe it, you can achieve it.
That sounds like.
And I said something else, but they edited it out. I also said, and if you want to stick it in, it's got to be skin to skin.
That is definitely the new. If you can cream it, you can dream it.
You can dream it. Was that it, or was it? If you can dream it, you can. No, it was.
If you can cream it, you can dream it.
We have merch that says it. I think.
I. If you can still cream think, it, I think I fell on the floor laughing when you said that. That was one of the most revolting things. No, she made it up. She never really said that. But made it up.
I think everyone thinks she did. She did not. I made it up. Maybe Kim listened to the show and that's where she got the idea.
The only thing that baby girl Lisa ever says was, it's going to be condoms that does it.
Condoms.
No condoms.
Condoms. Raw dog.
She never even said raw dog.
I think she did.
So Usman says, my first impression is she looked better than her video call.
Yeah.
And she's like, look at all the swans. Look at the swans here.
Oh, wait. You jumped the van ride. Remember when they're – I just have to say, this is important, y'all. This is the only good thing
I did jump that. I'm sorry.
That Usman did. And I thought, is this a long con by Usman and Badmus and Slam T? Because they're in the van and Slam T's like, hey, I'm sorry I called you super fan. And why was that so upsetting? She explains, you know, because I'm not a super fan. And he's like, yeah, but you are. And he's kind of going back. And they're being very
said, stop it. Yeah.
They're very instigating. And finally, Usman's like, stop it. Stop it. I do not want this. I did not. Yep. And I went, this is the best thing he could have done in front of Kim. And sure enough, she said, Usman taking up for me really shows that he cares about me. This is someone that that I think I have a connection with, and we could maybe, you know, this is going to work out. But I was like, that is the best.
It is thing. The smartest thing he could do.
Yes. So, okay. So, yes. So now let's go to the room. So, yes, he comes up to her room in the honeymoon suite, and we hear it knock up. You know what, Poodle? It's time. I'm going to make you do it.
Okay.
This. Y'all, sure. We're going to do another Reality Gaze Theater Bunker Edition.
Zanzibar Edition.
Zanzibar.
Order. 9/11 was an inside job.
Barbecue sauce.
It's the Bunker Edition.
Bunker Edition. You know what I'm excited for?
This is hanging over my head.
I'm so excited what Sissy Christina is going to do when she edits this video. She's going to read you for fucking Bunker Phil.
You can put little arrows all over, like, what is this?
You can
kind of see just boxes.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm perched precariously on top of a toolbox with my laptop, by the way.
Wow. Okay, that's good. So, y'all, so I'll be playing Kim, Poodle will be Usman, and imagine you're just walking into a honeymoon suite. That's an okay hotel, but, you know, whatever. Yep. And, oh, come in. Oh, hello. Oh, come in.
Oh, look at come like, look at this. Come look see. At your swans. Your swans look so swans. Nice.
See what you're doing? They're doing. They're making a heart. See? This is the honeymoon suite. About the honeymoon suite. You know,
wait, you had the honeymoon suite? The honeymoon comes after the wedding.
Well, you know. No. Wedding. Whoa, that's too much. Don't talk about the wedding. Unless you want to talk about the wedding. You want to talk
Kimberly,
about the wedding? Oh, yes. You want to talk
about
the wedding?
You're not my girlfriend yet.
What?
You're not my girlfriend yet.
Okay, I'm not. I'm not your girlfriend, but you're going to sleep on that side. That's your side that you sleep on right over there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're talking about sides already.
Yeah, let's talk about sides a bit. Also, I like to be on top. Just the thing. And learned that in the military. Just squeeze it out. Skin the skin.
What is that over there?
Okay, let's look.
Did you get me a gift?
Let's look at your gift.
It's a MacBook. Oh my god!
Yeah.
This
great.
Is the best gift ever.
I mean, I got a military
discount, but it still
costs
$8,000.
What? You love it?
And it's a PS5.
What? Yeah,
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to spend the night
in the honeymoon suite with me.
I'm going to hug this all night long.
What? Do you want to hug it on your thigh, though? You could stay on your thigh and hug the PS5.
Yeah, I got to go. I'm tired. I'm tired.
Can I get a hug? Yeah. Can I get like a kiss or something?
Yeah, here we go.
No, that was no tongue? Nothing?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go back to my room.
All right. Okay. Michael
Jackson. See you tomorrow?
Michael Jackson, I'm going to say my prayer to you right now. Michael. I know Usman is new to this, and he's so scared. I'm scared too,
But I know he said we're going to see each other every day for 2 weeks, and I know that's going to happen, and he's not going to blow me off for some girl at all. Right, Michael?
Zara! Zara! Zara, you answer calls?
And see. That was a lot. We did a lot of work in that. Wow.
She did. She would pray to Michael Jackson.
She prays to Michael Jackson daily. On the daily.
Should we move on to Alina and Caleb? There wasn't a lot.
Yeah, let's move on to Alina and Caleb. There wasn't really a lot with them at all. Okay. Y'all, Caleb arrives. I mean, y'all, he's a good looking man. I think he has a big dick. That said, I think I've seen few people that look this tired that arrive on 90 Day.
Wow, I noticed that too.
I don't think he slept a bit. He just looks, bless his heart.
He also has the potential to have those circles. It's genetics.
Oh, that turns Poodle on. He thinks that's so cute. It's like his hound dog thing
like
or
dogs.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like that? I mean, I think it's kind of cute too, but I don't fetishize it.
Oh, don't talk about people fetishizing people.
We'll talk about that with Ella. Yeah. Woo.
Whoa. Talk about cosplaying a relationship.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We're going to get into that.
Oh,
boy.
She
needs help.
She does.
Ella needs help.
I wish we had a cosplay correspondent that we could talk. Oh, wait. Maybe we do. Maybe
not
we'll
familiar.
Have an
never. We'll have never. An nope. I don't know. I don't know who that would be. I don't know her, like Mariah Carey says.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know
I'm
her.
I'm glad Christmas is done because I don't like that Mariah Carey song. I'm sick of it. I don't like
No one
it.
Likes that song.
No, a lot don't, of people like that song.
Don't take a stand like nope, you're saying. I don't like that song.
A lot of people love Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. A lot of people
have no taste.
Oh, you know what? Y'all can contact Jake or Jake or Fake It on Instagram. Don't
it's garbage.
Okay. All right. Caleb and Alina. So y'all, they finally meet, and he walks up to her, and Alina's like, "Oh, hi." And it's what did you think of this initial meeting of her reaction versus his reaction, Poodle?
I think she's so in her head that we're never going. She's never going to think anything will work the way she is in her fantasy.
Yeah, you say in her head, and I agree with that. I think my description, the way I experienced that, was she was just in this. I think movie music was playing in her head.
Yeah.
As he like it was all in her fantasy land, and Caleb was just kind of like, I think he said it's surreal seeing you in person, and he says you are smaller than I thought, and she says it's weird. And Caleb says, it's different. Pardon me. I can think of. He said, it's different. I think I was surprised that they've known each other for 13 years. And he kind of gave her a hug like the way you would give, I don't know, like, not a friend. He didn't kiss her really or anything. Not somebody you're interested in.
I'd like to draw a parallel to someone like Alina and someone like Ella, who they both have they both have big lives that were lived on the internet.
I think they're both very similar.
And because Ella has already said, I don't know if he knows what to do with my size because, you know, you're only seeing this much.
Yeah.
And
Caleb says he didn't really see a lot of her.
And I guarantee you, Alina, because she is Alina, because she's insecure about her size, even though she says, I'm okay with it, I guarantee you there's not a lot of pics of her full body on her.
No, and it's human for us to put our best self forward whatever it is. Not that that's her best self, but what she thinks her best self is.
Right.
That's normal.
And I'm saying it is harder when you have something that is a little bit more divergent than what people have bodies.
Yes, whereas her best self is not me lying about my weight on fucking picklefinder.net of 10 pounds, and then you see me and
it's a similar thing of you just having if your lower half was radically different
yeah
than what exactly than what you saw. So it makes I once went out with a guy who it's not that he had a prosthetic, but one leg was remarkably smaller than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask about it the whole time. And he had a limp.
Mm.
And it was, and I finally said, I think I said, are you okay? You know, or so did you have an accident or something like that? He's like, no, it's a genetic defect. But it also kind of made me sound like I was an asshole.
I get what you're saying. It's different because he could still do things, but when he walked in, he had a limp, and if anybody walked in your house with a limp, you would say, oh, are you okay? Like, did you hit your foot or just twist your ankle? Because you hadn't seen his leg yet.
Right. But it was to the point where I thought someone would explain it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it never happened.
It's that, you know, and I don't know if he, in that case, I don't know if that guy needed to explain that to you, because you're just a trick that he's going to see for a little bit. And
hey!
And never see again.
You're not wrong.
But this is not that. This is somebody you are potentially meeting for the rest of your life with. But who knows? I'm sure if this is 90 Day Fiancé, Caleb's going to have things that he wasn't honest about too.
I'm saying, look at it from his perspective too.
She should have been upfront.
Right. Well, it's not even that. No, when he meets her, he's trying to get comfortable with being in the same space with someone who is that size. You know, she's not a little person who is not, she's not like, she's like 2.5 feet, maybe 3 feet. Mm-hmm. I think she's extremely small.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he'd ever even seen her hands or feet.
I don't know.
It might be, but so he even says, you're smaller than I thought. And she says, is it weird? And this is the thing where I thought with her, as soon as he did not come over her and throw his arms around her and pray and kind of say, you're everything I wish for. I don't see you at all. Because he did not do that, she thinks everything is lost.
Which is not. He just says it's different. And I think, and he even says later on, this is kind of jumping, but he does say it later on.
I think that's healthy. I think it's healthy not to have someone who just goes, oh, I love you just the way you are.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and so because she's thinking of the love, he is tired and he's thinking just how can we get to the airport, and he's having to carry his luggage. Y'all, it's a shit show. He's trying to push her wheelchair like with one hand. She's going like in circles because, again, she didn't want Elijah to come. She wanted, which I get it. She wanted it just to be her and him.
Yeah.
So already he's just get off the plane, and now he sees immediately, and he even said, oh, this is, this is going to be a little bit more than I thought. And he said, but Caleb says, I just think I need some time to adjust, and then the chemistry will fly back. So, but then I don't know if he's just tired. I don't know if he's stunned. I don't know if he's surprised, because they get in the van. It's very awkward silence. And mm-hmm. he doesn't, I will say, not that I know Alina's in her head, but like, even in the van, he's not like putting his arm around her.
Yeah.
And like just a little like coziness. I mean, he does tell her that she's beautiful, but the way he kind of said it was, well, look, you're nice. He doesn't gush over her at all.
Mm-mm.
Which is concerning to me, because y'all, did he misrepresent himself like online? Was he like this very romantic, gushing guy? Because Alina needs that.
Well, you can tell she's really into him.
Yeah, she's really into him. And you can tell she needs that gushing love thing constantly. If she doesn't get that from him, it's not going to work.
I think he's already getting a lot of online hate. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really easy. Not easy. It's convenient to put him in a weird kind of incel box. I don't think he's all the way there.
We have a lot of sissies that are like totally grossed out by him. We haven't seen, I could see the potential, but I think, I'll be honest right now, I think right now he's having a very human reaction.
Me too.
And I don't, but I get it. It's that line of, is he being discriminatory? No, I don't see that. Maybe he will, but I don't think he is.
I think part of it is is also the reaction to, they don't want Alina to be victimized. I think people are trying to protect Alina.
I don't think, in the same way, if we get overprotective and are you not seeing Alina as a full-fledged person by feeling like you need to be her 100%, savior? Because, 100%. Y'all, Alina, we see her life online and the way she lives. She's a pretty badass bitch. She doesn't need people to protect her. Alina's very smart. She's very capable.
However,
she's like this very capable performer and makes cool art. Like
I would disagree that she does want that in a partner.
Oh, I think she does want that in a partner. Yeah, she wants the strong, protective man.
Yes.
So she wants that in a man, but like we don't need to, like, she agreed to be on the show as well and put herself out there. I don't think we need to protect her online. I think that's just as much as the disservice. That is like, she's already said she doesn't like when people pick her up. We don't need to emotionally keep trying to pick her up online and take care of her.
I agree. Yeah. And this is a problem, not a problem, but when we first started seeing little people on television, there was an impulse of people
watching
the
shows. Oh, I loved Little People, Big World. I loved that show. I used to be really into it.
Watching the shows because they thought little people were cute only.
Yeah.
And then there was kind of a backlash against that by the little people community.
Yeah.
But the concept here now is most little people, I've only known one little person ever in my life personally. She is extremely powerful and independent and will sass you at any moment for disrespecting her and her own, and has a great sense of humor about who she is and what she is and what she can do. But it's interesting. I think Alina really is taking this opportunity to share her kind of, this is the problem. Alina thinks of this as a fairy tale.
Yeah, it goes, this is all, it's a fairy tale for her. And I think that it's, she, in a way, she has a little bit of common with our past Alina, of Stephen and Alina, of thinking that this is magically all going to work out and things will all be okay. And I think it's, so they get to the hotel, and that's where Caleb finds out. Caleb's having to help her get up the get the wheelchair together and all that. And she's teaching, and that's where Caleb finds out that, again,
more challenging than he thought.
He didn't think about booking hotel, and we don't know if that's on him. We don't know if he wasn't aware of her capabilities. We just don't know. Like, did she not communicate that to him? We don't know.
Now,
I mean, I brought up that my own father's in a wheelchair right now, and I booked a hotel for my father, not thinking about him getting a handicapable hotel room, because I just had never thought about that before. So that's why I give Caleb a little bit of grace, because if you're not used to that, it's probably not something you're going to think of. You just assume that it's fine.
It would be different if she said, I mostly use a wheelchair. I feel like she had to explain to him.
It was like she was saying this for the first time. Yeah, that's what I thought. And sorry, I didn't mean to, but yes, it was like the first time he was hearing this. I don't know if that was edited that way or not, but if this is the first time he's hearing it, this is on Alina.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it could have been, but the way production did this was Caleb wasn't thinking about my needs. So, which tells me, number one, you guys, the show has to set up stakes, and this is a way to set up stakes.
Yeah.
Definitely. If she told him she needed a wheelchair accessible room, if she said, now, did he even said, I never thought a hotel wouldn't have an elevator. there are so many small hotels in Europe that don't. If you hadn't been all those places, I think he's traveled, actually. But
I think he has, but I haven't. Like, I haven't been a lot, so I would not have thought this.
Yeah. Yep. Poodles
had sex in a lot of stairwells in the Czech Republic, y'all. He knows there's not an elevator.
Nobody then. They say, want to go upstairs and check? I go, dobry den. Open for business.
Open for business.
So they are, they. He says, he's trying to, he's like, I'm starting to feel very overwhelmed by all the things I'm having to do.
He's also very tired. So,
yeah. And
I feel like I keep making excuses for, like, I'm team Caleb. I'm not team anyone, but I just want to say, I think Caleb has been through this is a lot he's getting thrown at when he's flown for 30 hours. I'm just trying to see that for what it is. I'm like, let's see Caleb. Let's judge him when he gets some sleep and how he is tomorrow.
I'm going to judge him for him. I'm going to judge him on the next thing, though.
Oh, I did too. When he says, yeah, I did
he
too.
Is carrying, he is, she, so he does carry her up the steps. And she even says, I'm good with all this because he's helping me up. He puts her on the bed. And she's like, so Elijah slept here. What side of the bed did he sleep on?
This was weird.
So he's got weird issues about it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would have, when someone slept in their bed, I don't know if I would have really enjoyed it if I don't know that other person.
Well, I guess I would have. Well, I guess I would like clean. But yeah, he slept on the side of the bed.
So he does. He's like, you want to cuddle? And he's like, she's like, this is when I feel like she's really in her head.
But they're kind of flirting, but kind of not. And I thought they were going to kiss, but they didn't. Right? It's a.
But like, he did say, he's like, did you guys, I think he's saying, do you guys make out? I think he was kidding. If he wasn't, he was being a jerk. Does he not know that Elijah is like gayer than a $4 ruble or a four ruble note?
A 4 ruble note. That's the translation. Yes. Well done. I don't know. I mean, I will say, I think that.
Because as soon as he meets Elijah, he's going to be like,
fine, girl. I know he's tired and he looks like hell, but it doesn't seem like he's into her at all.
I kind of agree.
He seems freaked out, like really just overwhelmed.
He seems overwhelmed. Yeah.
And, I agree. And I don't think he's probably thinking in his head, I don't want to be an asshole on TV, because he would look like a fucking asshole. And again, when a part of this is a human reaction, but then another part, I'm like, if you're into her so much and you told her all this, like, you're not acting. He doesn't act loving towards her at all right now. It's and everybody weird. We else have met, there at least some affection. That was weird. It seemed very cold.
I think it may have to do with who he is as a person.
Possibly.
And
oh God, I hope he's not a sociopath. We don't need another one.
I don't think
he is, but still.
I don't think he's really shown himself who he is really.
I don't
think
so either. I'm scared to death you and I are gonna eat our words to when sissies are
if he turned out to be a sociopath, I'd be like, you know, I could see that too.
But we got dickmatized, I guess.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Y'all, that's it. Alina was hoping for some affection, and
didn't get it.
And Poodle was hoping to do a podcast in a room with windows, but that didn't happen. So, y'all, we hope
I was hoping to get some fresh air in the next day, but that's not going to happen.
We hope you enjoyed Bunker Edition. Don't worry. We're going to be back on part two in this fucking bunker as well. I'm going to have to let Poodle go get some air, and we'll finish the rest of the show. Oh, boy. Y'all go to realitygaze.com. That's our website. That's where you can see all the stuff that we're doing. Again, you can see our Linktree links and look for our live shows coming. The best way to keep updated with Omicron news and live shows is to follow us on Instagram at realitygazepodcast. Mm-hmm. We'll also be posting anything on Twitter at realitygazepod. And, of course, on our Facebook group, our public Facebook group, which is free for anybody on Facebook, and in our private group, the Sissy Squad, which, y'all, we sure have fun in there. So join the Sissy Squad. We're almost 10,000 dick pics strong. It's exciting. Anything else, Poodle? Any other announcements? Y'all, he just held up a sign that said help. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
They can't hear me.
All right, y'all. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts, poodle, looking for love in all the wrong bunkers?
Yes. And if you've ever been sitting there and looking at your friend requests and your girlfriend says, who's this bitch? Delete and block. Call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.